reverse prediabetes, and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back into Burlington Athletic Stadium as we're getting set for game 43 of 45 in the Appalachian League calendar for Elizabethan this summer, as we'll run through the lineup for the visitors from E-Town. Leading off, playing left field is Dylan Knowles, and two spot the DH, Kerry Herndon Brown. Batting third is the third baseman, DJ Dillahay, then the first baseman, Hunter Porter, will bat cleanup. In the fifth spot is the catcher, Cade Huff, then the center fielder, Skylar King. Peyton Basil will bat seventh to play short. Xavier Centrone will bat eighth and play second. And rounding out the lineup is the right fielder, Matty Wright. They'll be going to work against the right-hander number 20, Timothy Reeve. Reeve, 5'11", 200 pounds even, heading off to San Jose State after finishing up at San Joaquin Delta Junior College in California. Numbers for Reeve on the year. He is making now his 10th appearance, his 6th start. 2-1 with a 7.46 ERA and a average against that 2.67. 25 in the third innings worked. He's given up 28 hits, 26 runs, 21 of them earned, a home run, 3 hit batsmen, 32 walks to 23 strikeouts. Here's the switch here in number 47. Dylan Knowles ready to lead us off. Knowles, 6'1", 185 pounds from Manhattan Beach, California. Reeve looking in. He will wind, and here's the ball game. It's hitting the on line to right field. First pitch swing is Dylan Knowles, and it's a base knock. Knowles with the ambush tactic and the idea of, well, the first pitch you see of an at-bat probably be your best one, so why not swing? And he connects there with a solid single. Here's the left-hand bat of number 30, Kerry Herndon Brown. Herndon Brown, 6'1", 180 pounds from Germantown, Maryland, and the University of Memphis. Set now is Reeve. First pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. Kerry, a 397 hitter with a 1077 OPS, 2 home runs, and 8 RBI. Knowles takes his lead off of first base. The 0-1 pitch is cut on and missed for strike two. Last time out for Timothy Reeve was a start against the Bluefield Ridge Riders, where he went 1 1/3 innings, giving up 8 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned. Hit a batter, walk three, did not record a strikeout, and took the loss against Bluefield. 0-2 to Kerry is popped up left side, going out to shortstop, and he will call everyone off. That's Lee Trevino. There's the first out of the ballgame. And with that, we will give you the Burlington defense. First, the outfield left to right is Kenny Mallory Jr., Landon Russell, and Luke Lido. Infield left to right, Evan Applewick, Lee Trevino, James Broderick, and Isaiah Barquette, with Tyler Sparer doing the catching. Here's the right-hand bat, number 18, DJ Dillahay. Where's number 18? Since 6'3", 190 pounds from Brown. First pitch swing, and it's a ground ball left side. Backhand play Trevino. He'll go a second for one. The throw is offline. That'll head into right field. Knowles will hold at third. Going up to second is Dillahay. 2-1, one away for the River Riders here in the top of inning number one. And that'll send it to Hunter Porter. Right-handed bat, where's number 36? 6'4", 226 pounds from Morehead State. First pitch is cut on and missed by Porter. 0-1. Porter, a 269 hitter with a 751 OPS, a homer, and 17 RBI. Second and third, one away for him here. So it's a fielder's choice and a Denise 6 on the play to allow Dillahay to reach. Called strike there, 0-2. Porter will take a moment before stepping back in. Nothing and two, the count. A little bit of wind blowing out toward left, as that one's well off the plate for ball one. And keeping an eye on the radar, decently sunny skies here, but chance of rain potentially as the evening goes on. Ground ball at third base. Have it is Applewick, as he'll just throw across, and the throw is pulling the first baseman off the bag. So it's an RBI for Porter. At least it should go down as an RBI for Porter, as the play was not going to be made to home, and it's 1-0 River Riders. Scoring is Knowles, first and third for E-Town here in the top of the first. Here's the left-handed bat of Cade Huff, wears number 9. Stands at 6 foot even, 194 pounds from the University of Arizona. Reeve comes set at the letters. The pitch is foul tipped in the mitt for strike one. Huff, a 214 hitter with a 661 OPS, no home runs, 8 driven in. Reeve, a guy that throws a lot of fastballs. As a swing and a miss there. Nothing and two. Change up there for Reeve. Nothing and two the count now on Huff. So it's straight E5, so no RBI for Porter after all. As that one's lined down the left field line, foul. Almost making the play is a fan from Chapel Hill, but in and out of the hands. Nothing and two, the count on Huff. A breath now, the pitch is grounded to the right side. Second baseman with a sliding stop. He'll just go to first with it, and there's the second out. But it's an RBI ground out for Huff. 4-3, scoring is Dillahay. Ninth ribby for Huff makes it 2-0 Elizabethan. Now here comes the left-handed bat of number 6, Skylar King. King, 6 foot even, 185 pounds from West Virginia. Porter leads off second with two away. The delivery from Reeve is taken for a strike. Curveball from Reeve there. Two and nothing River Riders here in the top of the first. A look back now, the 0-1 to King is hit left side, out of play, foul, nothing and two. Elizabethan attacking early in the count, expecting fastballs from Reeve. So far it's been two success with a couple of runs. The 0-2 to King is swung on and missed for strike three. A changeup for Tommy Reeve is the first strikeout of the game for him. And that will do it here in the first for Elizabethan, but for E-Town in the first. It is two runs on just one hit, two errors, and one left aboard. Burlington set to take its first at-bats of the ballgame. When we come back, Spencer Atkins will take the mound with a 2-0 lead. You're listening to River Rider Baseball on the River Rider Radio Network.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Burlington, as here's the lineup for the Sock Puppets, airing the bottom of the first. It's 2-0 E-Town. Leading off and playing center field is Landon Russell, then Kay Mowry Jr. on left. Evan Applewick will bat third, play third, then Luke Leto, the right fielder. Isaiah Barquette will play first, then the sixth spot is Lee Trevino Jr. Tyler Sparer at catcher, Kevin Blowers the DH, and James Broderick, the second baseman, rounds out the lineup, and they'll be going to work against Spencer Atkins. Atkins, the right-hander out of Akron, stands at 6 foot 2 inches tall, 210 pounds. Numbers on the air, he is 1-1 with a 2.52 ERA and a 1.89 average against in 35 and two-thirds innings. He's given up 25 hits, 12 runs, 10 of them earned, 3 home runs, 2 hit batsmen, 16 walks, 29 strikeouts. Here's Landon Russell, right-handed bat, wears number 9. Stands at 6 foot even, 185 pounds from the University of Florida. Atkins looking in. He'll work from the wind. Here is the nothing and nothing pitch. Misses high for ball one. Russell, a 233 hitter with a 687 OPS, 2 homers and 15 driven in. Elizabeth in the classic road look. Blue jerseys, yellow script E-Town, yellow numerals, gray pants, royal blue cap with the script E, called strike there, 1-1. Meanwhile, for Burlington, these red jerseys that they are wearing, the City Connects have Sockville across the front with in light blue, as well as light blue numeral on the front and the back, white pants, and the tri-colored hat. That one misses high for Atkins, 2 balls and a strike. It's a light blue hat on the sides and back, white front panel, red bill with the Sock Puppet logo on the front. Atkins will work from the wind. The 2-1 offering is popped up foul out of play. Last time out for Atkins was a start against the Johnson City Doughboys, where he went 5 innings, gave up 2 hits, 1 unearned run. Hit a batter, walked 2, and struck out 3. Took a no decision in that one. This also isn't the first time that he has seen this Burlington lineup. So here's the 2-2. It is a ball. Breaking ball just missed a little high, 3-2. Back on July the 8th, Spencer threw against Burlington. Went 5 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, walked 2, and struck out 8. They're in the midst of his 20 straight scoreless innings streak there. Middle of the year. The payoff pitch. Swung on, missed, strike 3. First strikeout of the day for Russell. Or for Atkins, his 30th of the year. As I'm not going to lie, I think I overheard someone chirping an SEC chant at Russell, the Florida Gator. Here's the left-hand bat of Kay Mowry Jr., where it's number 22. 6'3", 205 pounds from nearby Elon. Atkins will wind, kick, and deal. It's lined left side out of play, foul. Mowry, a 296 hitter with an 804 OPS, no home runs, and 21 RBI. Atkins has his sign. The 0-1 is taken low for a ball. The defense for Elizabethan, outfield left to right, is Dylan Knowles, Skylar King, Matty Wright. Infield left to right has first Atkins ready with the 1-1 offering. It misses off the plate for ball two. Infield left right is DJ Dillahay, Peyton Basler, Xavier Cintron, and Hunter Porter, with Cade Huff doing the catching for Atkins today. Right now, here's the 2-1. Cut on miss for strike. 90 on the fastball from Atkins. clouds continuing to slowly move in here as we continue to monitor for a chance of rain maybe later in the evening. 2-2, lined left side foul. That'll head over toward the batting cages down the left field line, 2-2. Burlington with a win would clinch the Appalachian League East, and we have our championship game set for next Wednesday. We already know where it will be. The Johnson City Doughboys will be hosting it at TVA Credit Union Ballpark as their champions of the West. 2-2, fought off the fist foul. 89 on the fastball from Atkins there. Still two balls and two strikes. And the only question is who out of the East will be coming over to face JC. It looks likely like the Burlington Sock Puppets. However, the magic number is 1, so they have not clinched yet. Atkins will wind, kick, and deal. Cut on, miss. Second strikeout of the ball game for Atkins. Back-to-back K's to start the first. As Atkins looks like a man on a mission here in the early going. Here is the third baseman, number 8, right-handed batter Evan Applewick. 5'11", 195 pounds from Miami of Ohio. Two and nothing River Riders here in the bottom of the first. First pitch of the AB misses with the slider. Applewick, a 290 hitter with a 932 OPS, 6 homers and 21 driven in. Pitcher Atkins is grounded to the left side. Dillahay has it. His long throw across the diamond gets his man, and that will end the inning. The Sock Puppets go 3 up, 3 down in the first. After 1, it's 2-0 River Ayers. We'll be back with more E-Town Baseball on the River Ayer Radio Network.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back into Burlington. It's 2-0 River Ayers. Leading off the frame here for E-Town is the switch hitter number 12, Peyton Basler. Basler out of Lansing, Kansas. He will take first pitch inside for ball 1. Peyton stands at 6'1", 195 pounds. Numbers on the year, 189 hitter. 2 homers, 13 RBI, and OPSing at 687. Takes one off the plate there for ball 2. So in the first inning, the Reeve pitches I was calling a changeup was actually a splitter, so apologies for that. That one fouled away on the fastball. Good cut from Baz, 2-1. We'll take our first look around the Appalachian League here this evening. It's first the 2-1 to Baz. Is hitting the air to left field. Moving in is Kenny Mallory Jr. A couple steps, but he's under it to make the play, no problem. Around the Appy in the top of the second inning, it's the River Turtles 2 and the Otterbots none. That's a score to keep an eye on as a Pulaski win would secure the Sock Puppets the East, despite what happens here, or no matter what happens here, rather. They're delayed in Greenville as the Whistle Pigs are traveling to take on the Flyboys, as well as in Johnson City where the State Liners are taking on the Doughboys. And it's been postponed between the Ridge Riders and Axemen. Taking a first pitch high is Xavier Cintron, switch air bang left. Where's number four? He'll foul one at the plate there. 1-1. Cintron, 5'8", 160 pounds. Hang off Bethune-Cookman. Cintron, a 219 hitter with a 617 OPS, no home runs, and 5 RBI combined with his time in Danville and Elizabethan. 1-1 offering from Reeve is off the outside corner for ball two. Pretty good crowd still filing its way in here to Sockville. As the 2-1 is off the plate for ball three. Certainly looks like a little bit better crowd tonight than there was last night, at least. So we expect the official attendance number to be somewhere over 2,000. 3-1 offering to X is cut on and missed. 88 on the fastball. Runs the count full. Payoff pitch is lined down the left field line, but that'll curl foul. Look out over in the patio area down that way. Still a 3-2 count on Cintron. Here's the pitch from Reeve. It's hit in the air towards center field. Moving over on it is Landon Russell. He'll put it away. A couple flyouts start the inning for E-Town as we'll head to the 9-hole hitter and number 26, Maddie Wright. Wright stands at 5'9", 195 pounds from Stony Brook. Base is cleared two away. He'll show bunt and get hit by a pitch. Looked to be a slider that just got away from Timothy Reeve. So that'll continue the inning. And back to the top of the order we go to Dylan Knowles. Switch hitter bang left, singled and score run back in inning number one. 2-0 River Riders here in the top of the second. Wright being held on by Barquette. Reeve has a sign from Sparer. 0-0 pitch, right on the move immediately. Pitch is called a strike and in there with a stolen base without a throw is Maddie Wright. Sparer just couldn't quite get from his glove to his throwing hand cleanly enough to get a good throw off, so he just put it in his pocket. 0-1 now, the count on Knowles. Had a little ambush tactic in the first, single to right. 0-1 is down and away for ball two. Be sure to stick around in the fourth inning where playing on having reliever Marcello Mastroianni join us up here in the booth. So be sure to stick around for that. I'll look back at second for Reeve. The 1-1 now is taken for a strike on the slider. 1-2 now. The count on Knowles. On deck's Herndon Brown. In the hole is Villahay. Are at second, two away here in the top of the second. Reeve comes set at the letters. Here's the pitch. It's down the dirt, and it gets past Tyler Sparer, but not far enough away for Maddie Wright to move up. He blocked it up a little bit, but kind of kicked off to the right behind Dylan Knowles, but it was not far enough away for Wright to want to advance to third. Deuces wild here in the second now. Runner at second. 2-2 to count with 2 outs. 2-0, Elizabethan lead. Says Reeve, here it is. It is fouled away. Knowles just does get a piece of it on the slider. Rather a curveball instead of the slider. More north to south than east to west moving on that. We'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reeve ready, as here it is. It is foul tipped into the mitt this time for strike 3. Second strikeout for Timothy Reeve, as that will do it for Elizabethan in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left to board. To the bottom half we go, E-Town up by 2. You're listening to River Ire Baseball here on the River Ire Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oofus.
Welcome back into Burlington, where it's 2-0 Elizabethan. Spencer Atkins back out for his second inning of work here in this start. Leading off the inning for the Sock Puppets is number 30, Luke Lido. Lido, the right fielder, stands at 6'3", 200 pounds from the University of Kansas. Michigan native from Portage, Michigan. Two runs, a hit, no errors for Elizabethan. No runs, no hits, 2 errors for Burlington. Atkins winds, kicks, and deals. The first pitch of the inning, it misses. 1 ball and no strikes. Lido, a 329 hitter with an even 1,000 OPS, 3 home runs and 21 RBI. 1-0 offering from Atkins is grounded to the right side. Cintron has it. Easy flip over to first, completes the out. Atkins working well here in the early going. 4 up, 4 down on just 17 pitches. Here's Isaiah Barquette, right-handed bat, wears number 1. Stands at 5'10", 190 pounds, heading off to Stetson after spending this spring locally with the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Atkins looking in, getting a sign from Huff. He has one he likes. First pitch of the AB is taken off the plate for ball 1. Barquette, 285 hitter with a 721 on base plus slugging. He's not homered, but he has driven in 29. Atkins will work from the line. The 1-0 is lined over Xavier Cintron and into right center for a base knock. Cutting it off is Matty Wright, and he'll get it in quickly to hold Barquette to a single. There's the first hit for Burlington, a 1-out single. 6th here we go, and the shortstop in number 10, Lee Trevino. Trevino Jr. stands at 5'11", 185 pounds, heading off to Fresno State this upcoming school year. Porter holding on Barquette over at first. For the stretch, the first time Atkins, as this one's hit on the line, right to Matty Wright. He makes the catch and looks to double off Barquette for a moment, but will just ease it back into second base. 2 away. Here's number 29 in his Appalachian League debut, Tyler Sparer. Sparer, 6'1", 210 pounds. Just finished up at PDG Academy here in Virginia. He's got same Virginia to play his college ball, Radford University. The 0-0 offering is hitting the air toward right field. Coming on is Matty Wright. He'll put it away to retire to the side. The Sock Puppets get a one-out single, but nothing more, and they'll leave him stranded. We're through two, and it's 2-0, Elizabethan. You're listening to River Rider Baseball on the River Rider Radio Network.
Oofus, the pioneer in active recovery footwear, is a proud partner of the Appalachian League. Oofus is dedicated to helping maximize athlete performance. Designed with game-changing UFOAM technology, Oofus footwear absorbs 37% more impact than traditional foam materials, so your body doesn't have to. Combined with a dynamic, patented footbed design, Oofus reduces stress and pressure, providing an essential tool for anybody who wants to recover faster, feel better, and get back to 100%.
Are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan. A message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forest. Forrester and the Ad Council.
Welcome back into Burlington Athletic Stadium here in the Triad. Leading off the top of the third inning for Elizabethan is Kerry Herndon Brown. He popped out to short his lone trip up. First pitch off the plate for ball one. It's 2-0 Elizabethan. Two runs on just a hit. They've been aided by two Burlington errors. Off the plate there, two balls and no strikes. Swing, a foul tip there from Carey. Two balls and a strike. Called strike there to Herndon Brown. 2-2. Happy to report that Marcello Mastroianni has safely made his way to the press box. He'll be joining us next inning as that one missed high for ball three to Herndon Brown. Carey in his last five coming into play tonight was 3-for-14 with 6 runs scored. That one missed off the outside half for a ball four and a walk. Lead off base runner for DJ Dillahay now. DJ reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score back in inning number one. Clouds still slowly creeping their way in, out from left field. Called strike there, nothing in one. It has provided some, I'll say, much-needed shade given the 90s to mid-90s temperatures with real fields close to, if not over, 100 both days here in Burlington. A little bit of cloud cover and a little bit of breeze doesn't hurt anybody. It's a ground ball at second base there. 4-6-2-3. It's a double play. Twin killing really puts a dampen on this inning for Elizabethan after the leadoff walk. So the bases will be clear and two away for Hunter Porter. He reached via a throwing error back in the first. Right-handed bat steps to the plate without batting gloves as per usual and black wrist tape on both hands. 0-0 pitch is cut on and missed there. Slider from Timothy Reeve. Reeve up to 43 pitches now as 44th is taken off the outside part of the plate for ball one. If y'all would like to have me ask Cello any questions while he's up here, that one's fouled away, 1-2. Text it into our text line at 423-512-5062. Would love to hear from you tonight. One ball and two strikes to the count on Porter. Here it is. It's lined in the left field, hammered for a base knock. 102 miles an hour off the bat of Hunter Porter. The inning will continue for Cade Huff now. Good to see Porter barrel up a ball. You know, he's been a guy that I think just based on his stature, you'd really be able to see his strength. But, you know, seeing him be able to hit balls hard like that definitely helps solidify that case. Cade Huff, 0-1 with an RBI ground out. First pitch of the AB, it misses high and away for ball one. Porter takes his lead off first, being held on by Barquette. The 1-0 offering misses away for a ball. .330 down the left field line, 400 dead center, and they haven't posted an official measurement down the right field line with their newer porch area down that way. The 2-0 misses low for ball three. On deck is Skyler King, and the hole is Peyton Basler. Set at the letters is Timothy Reeve, the 3-0. Taking all the way is Huff. It's a strike. 89 on the fastball. Still way ahead in the count is Huff. Three balls and a strike. Here it is, as that one's fouled off the left side. Full count. With the full count, Hunter Porter will be off with the pitch as Barquette won't even hold him on. Reeve has a sign from Sparer. Payoff pitch is grounded to the right side. Second baseman has it in Broderick. Throw over in time, 4-3. For Elizabethan in the third, it's no runs on a hit, no errors, and one left aboard. To the bottom half of inning number three we go, where it's 2-0 Elizabethan. You're listening to River Rider Baseball here on the River Rider Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back into Burlington, where it's 2-0 Elizabethan as we enter the bottom of the third inning. Spencer Atkins back out for work for Elizabethan. He'll be facing the right-handed bat of number 4, Kevin Blowers. Blowers, 6 foot even, 190 pounds. Strike 1 to him there. Goes to school, another Ivy League product in the league from Princeton. As Atkins will work from the line, the nothing in one pitch is cut on and missed for strike 2. Blowers, a 193 hitter with a 481 OPS, no home runs, and 7 RBI. Well ahead in the count is Atkins. He'll work from the line. Here's the 0-2. It is a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Change up there from Atkins. Third strikeout for Spencer on the day. To the 9-hole, here we go, and James Broderick. Left-handed bat wears number 21, stands at 6 foot even, 185 pounds from Elon. Just down the road, about 12-minute, 15-minute drive from here. Ground ball to the right side on the first pitch, charging his Cintron. Nice pick, he'll throw on the run and get his man. 4-3 on the putout, and it's 2 quick outs for Spencer Atkins here in the third. As that just seems to be the story of the day. Atkins just up to 25 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. Not bad. Back to the top of the order we go, and Landon Russell, he struck out swinging his lone trip up. Spencer will work from the line. He'll kick and deal. Ground ball to the shortstop in Basler. He'll get rid of it quickly and get the speedy runner by a step. 6-3 on the ground out will end the inning for Burlington. 3 up, 3 down. We're heading off to the middle innings, and with that, we will be joined by Marcello Mastroianni when we come back. You're listening to River Rider Baseball on the River Rider Radio Network.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps.
Welcome back into Burlington as we get set for the fourth inning. Skyler King will be leading off the inning against Timothy Reeve. And as we start the fourth, we'd like to welcome in another special guest into the booth, Marcello Mastroianni. Cello, how we doing?
I'm all good. How's it going?
It's going good, man. First pitch off the plate to King, 1-0. It's certainly a little bit different vantage point up here than you're used to down that bullpen, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sit down there, get used to that angle a lot. Even looking this way on the mound, but This is definitely something new. Fun way getting up here, but
yeah, just a little bit. For the folks at home, describe the route you have to take to get up to this press box, as that one's a college-tracted scout.
So me personally, I went all the way around the outside of the stadium, back up right through the middle of the stands with everyone staring at me, and then stepped over a few little kids' snacks on my way up through the back of the bleachers and climbed up the unguarded staircase. But hey, I'm up here, I'm alive, so I take what I can get.
Exactly. 2-2 pitch is inside. An appeal to first. Ball three is, I think that one nutmegged Scour King there. But Cello, you know, you just threw last night, two innings. You know, how did it feel pitching in this place? Always first time we'd been here this year. A little bit different sight lines and everything. First, the payoff pitch is grounded back where it came from. Hot shot off the bat of King's leadoff single.
It was nice throwing here last night. It was two pretty fun innings, like it was towards the back end of the game. But it's a good environment here. It kept the energy up. We were still all in it. They've got big things on the line, so it was nice to come in there against good competition. And I felt good. I thought my stuff was working. I was able to throw in the zone. And, hey, it was a good result. So if I can keep that going, it's good with me.
Exactly. Here's Peyton Basler, switch hitter, batting left 0-for-1 on the day. Be on the lookout for Skylar King here, 20 stolen bases on the year. See if we'll add to it here with a 2-0 River Iyer lead. Basler squared a bunt, pull it back for a ball. Not going is King. You know, for you, I'm kind of curious, you know, you came in a little bit late, finished up your high school season before coming here. What's the transition been like for you to go from high school ball in New Jersey to collegiate summer ball with all these D1 guys?
Yeah, so it was really fun. I had a little bit of time off first, but coming down here is a lot different. I think I'm the second youngest guy on the team and the only one younger has college experience, so it was nice to be able to learn from these guys. There's a lot to learn. I was a little unfamiliar at first with how everything worked, but once I got a hang of it, I felt like I started doing a lot better.
Fly ball out to left hand. Nice diving play out there in the shallow left center field gap for Kenny Mowry Jr. Robs Peyton Basler of a hit. What a way. Here is Xavier Cintron. Switch air bang left, 0-for-1. You know, for you, you're heading off to Georgetown after finishing up the summer here. What went into the college choice of Georgetown for you? What did you like about their program, their school, all of that?
So the biggest thing for Georgetown with me is that it's just like a great mix of academics and athletics. So it's somewhere I can go get a great education, but they also have like a really, really big, really good commitment to baseball. And it's nice to be down here. We had Kai Lexus down here for a while when I came. We have Andrew Jurgens still now. So it's been nice to learn with those guys too, and I'm happy I was able to get the opportunity from them to play here.
Cintron with the fly ball out to the left field. Going back on it is Kane Mallory. He'll track it in. Not to mention that, there's also been a little bit of a previous Georgetown connection here as well. The catcher for the Hoyas and Owen Karpalai spent the first couple weeks of last summer here with us, as well as Cody Bowker, the two-way. Both those guys spent parts of last summer here, so continuing to see the Elizabeth and the Georgetown pipeline running strong. Here's Matty Wright. He was hit by a pitch, his lone trip up. First pitch is off the plate for ball one. Kind of interested to hear your take on this. Before the game, myself and Kagan Garcia, our day coordinator, went over to the concession stand, got a mac and cheese dog here in Burlington. It's literally just how it sounds. It's a hot dog with mac and cheese all over the top of it. Called strike there, 1-1. Is that something you would try, something that sounds like it'd be good to you? What are your thoughts on that thing before I give my review of it?
I think if I lost a bet, I would try it. I wouldn't try it willingly. I think that wouldn't be the best decision for my stomach, but or my taste buds. But if it's good, if I hear that it's good, it might be worth a shot. But what do you have to say about it?
First, that one missed outside 2-1 to right. I thought it was pretty good.
Right.
You know, it was solid. It doesn't leave much to the imagination, but is that one missed 3-1? It's kind of an interesting mix of you know, the meat of the hot dog versus the pasta of the macaroni. But, you know, I think it works. You know, I'll say that. I think it worked more than I would expected it to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll give the folks in Burlington credit for that one. You also can get it on a cheeseburger, too, which I did not do. But
oh, that's crazy. You always hear about unique ballpark food like that. I know that they have the They have the sock puppet stand out there, too. You can just go up there for free. We were actually down there at about 6:30 making them. I made two. Got one in my bag right down there in the dugout, but it's a fun place to be. It's
yeah.
a really nice stadium. Really nice
right,
place.
Right walks there. I'd intended on doing that. I intended on going over to the sock puppet stand, but I just didn't get a chance to before the game. But there's also, I don't know if you saw it as you kind of walked around, they also have these sock puppet mugs. They're like $20, and you can get one. They're refillable. They're kind of like if you've seen our mason jars back
yep.
at home. It's like their version of that, but it's just a giant sock puppet.
I think I saw the ad for it from the bullpen down there. We've got a pretty good view of that stand, but they've
yeah.
got a lot of sock branded stuff here. But hey,
very
they
much.
Embrace it well. They're a very very good crowd compared to a lot that we've seen, and they're really passionate about the team a lot more than a lot of places.
Yeah, for sure. First pitch down, away to Dylan Knowles. Switcher batting left, 1-for-2 with a run scored. First and second, 2 away here in the top of the fourth. Andrew Smith alongside Marcello Mastroianni here from Burlington. The pitch from Reeve is a called strike there. 1 ball and a strike. I remember yesterday when we were just kind of walking around, kind of getting a feel for the place. Definitely some unique parts of this ballpark for sure. I think one of them is kind of the way the right field corner kind of juts out. Not too dissimilar from the way it is at home, although it's a little bit closer to the
yep.
outfield fence. That one misses. You know, what are some other things that are kind of a little bit made different than maybe you were expecting going into it or used to going into this ballpark?
Yeah, that was definitely new. I saw on the map today that they actually must have added that within the last year or so. It's definitely got some interesting ground rules back there. I was happy that I didn't have to. I was happy that I didn't have to deal with it while I was on the mound. but definitely, yeah, we took a nice long look down there. But hey, it was nice to walk around. It's been good weather and all. But
yeah.
Good stadium. Really good stadium.
Yeah, 3 balls and a strike on Dylan Knowles. He just took one in a little bit low. First and second here. Reeve comes to the letters. The offering is cut on and missed by Knowles, running the count full. Both base runners will get a head start with the pitch with 2 down and a full count. Off second is King. Off first is Wright. Wind blowing out toward left field here in Burlington. Reeve Ray, the payoff pitch, is hitting the air a mile high toward right field. Decently deep, but the park will hold it as nearing the line is Lito. He'll put it away to retire the River Riders in the fourth. 4-8 town in the fourth. It's no runs, a hit, no errors, and 2 left aboard. We'll be back with Marcello Mastroianni for the bottom half when we come back. You're listening to River Rider Baseball here on the River Rider Radio Network.
It starts with...
are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Welcome back into Burlington, back here for the bottom of the fourth inning, where it's 2-0 River Riders. Back out again is Spencer Atkins, as we're still hanging out with Marcello Mastroianni up here in the booth. Leading off the frame for the Sock Puppets is Kenny Mowry Jr. 0-1 with a strikeout. I want to ask you about the guy on the mound right here, Spencer Atkins. He has just been something else as that one misses for a ball. 1-0, but he's just been something else, especially since his first start didn't quite go the way he wanted. He admitted to us up here the other night. But, you know, what have you seen out of Spencer this summer?
So, I've probably been around Spencer more than anyone else on this team. He's actually my roommate back at the dorms. I came down here, and I heard that he had some struggles early on. But, you know, from the time I've been down here until now, he might have had one outing where it didn't, like, live up to his standards. And besides that, he's been really lights out. He might not have, like, the highest, like, strikeout numbers or anything crazy dominant looking, but, like, you see his stuff, it all plays well. He gets the contact he wants. It just looks like he's been going out there confidently, and he's done a really good job of it.
Yeah, two balls and a strike here on Mallory. That first start for Atkins, probably the lone big blemish on his entire season, if you want to call it that, as that one misses for a ball. That first start was against Bristol, where he went two and two-thirds innings, giving up 5 hits, 7 runs that were all earned. He walked 6 and struck out 1. But since then, it's been 2 runs, no runs, no runs, no runs, 2 runs, 1 unearned run. Like, it's just been a very high standard for Atkins ever since that first start.
He's done really well. And his big thing's been going to deep into games, too. Like, I know that he's been through 7, and he's been like, let me finish it. So, for him, like, the ability to do that, it helps us out down there in the bullpen a lot because, you know, we lost some guys. Like, we've been short-staffed at times, but he's done a really good job, like, keeping us in it, not just for his games, but, like, setting up the other ones as well.
Yeah, payoff pitch weighing to Mowry. Here it is. It's high and tight for ball 4 off the glove of Huff, but it will just be a walk to Kenny Mowry. First walk issued by Spencer today. And I think for me, sitting up here, that's kind of been the big growth in Spencer's game is his ability to control the strike zone, not walk a ton of guys. If he's going to give up base runners, it'll probably be on hits. It's not going to be on walks a lot of the time. So for him, it's definitely been cool to see, and having him up here 2 nights ago, it was really cool. Two nights ago. Yeah, I'm losing track of days up here. We're almost at the end of the year. I'm losing my mind.
Almost there.
Evan Applewick up now 0-1. Atkins back to the stretch for just the second time today. First offering is hit in the air out toward right center field pretty well. Back going is Matty Wright. He's looking up, and that one is gone. A 2-run off Otucco for Evan Applewick ties the game at 2. I think the wind blowing out to more towards center field helped that one, but certainly barreled 97 off the bat, 390 feet. We're tied at 2. Seventh homer of the year for Applewick. RBIs 22 and 23. That'll send it now to Luke Lito. He has rounded out his lone trip up. But I'm kind of interested from your perspective, outside of Spencer, of course, your roommate, who are some guys that you've kind of been able to pick the brain of a good bit and kind of pick up some things throughout the course of, you know, your summer down here?
Yep. For me, I obviously connected really well with the guys from Georgetown, Kai and Andrew. Andrew's been down here, like, you know, Kai left because of shoulder pain. Andrew's been down here the whole time, so I've been able to talk to him a lot more, and as a lefty pitcher, sort of my style. I've been able to connect to him really well. Helped me a lot, like, going into Georgetown in the fall. So he gave me some insight on that, which has been really nice. And also, I talked to Baker Cox a bit, again, just, like, lefty-pitcher connection. Like, we throw with each other a bit. So it was nice to learn from him as well, since he's got a lot of experience, played here last year. And
as that one's a hot shot through the right side for a base hit for Luke Lito.
I think that I've developed a pretty good relationship with the catchers, too, which has been good. Cade down there came around a similar time as me, so, you know, I was able to be in a rare situation where I'm a little bit more experienced here than somebody else when he came, so that was nice. But it's been good throwing to everyone, everybody down in the bullpen. We spend so much time together that, like, we're all friends. We all, like, build off each other, but I feel like we are, like, a really, like, tight-knit group like that compared to a lot of teams, but it's been good to be a part of.
Yeah, right-handed bat of Isaiah Barquette up. He singled his lone trip up. Runner at first, nobody away. 2-2 game here in the bottom of the fourth. Also want to ask about, you mentioned the catchers, as that one is a called strike. began the year as the bullpen catcher, now up here on the active roster in Angel Lobo. What kind of influence has he had in the clubhouse down there?
So he's been a really, really good guy to have, and we were rooting for him to start playing a lot earlier. I don't really know the specifics of that, but for me, like, my first off day down here when I needed to throw, like, he was the guy at the field that I would come to. We see
ground ball left side. Delay has it. He'll go second for one. On to first. He is out. It's a double play. Around the horn they go, 5-4-3, and that twin killing helps out Atkins a bit here. Two away, bases clear for Lee Trevino, but go on ahead.
Yeah, with Angel, he's a really hard-working guy. Like, mm-hmm. you see him take a really, really good BP session. He's a guy that's, like, really easy to root for.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really nice he's a nice kid in the clubhouse. Keeps to himself a little bit, but, you know, he fits in with everyone on the team really well.
As we were keeping an eye on the radar, swing and a miss from Lee Trevino there. Looks like a line of storms could be very much coming this way as they continue to look down the left field, out past left field. The clouds just seem to get a little darker and a little darker up here. From the wide, Atkins, the 0-1, misses for ball. If you have any questions for Marcello, feel free to text them in at 423-512-5062. Would love to hear y'all's questions for Marcello here on this off day for him.
Yeah.
Called strike there. 1-2. I'm going to wait a second before I try and ask any more questions, because they always say to never try and start a story with two outs in an inning. So we're just going to kind of sit back and watch Atkins work here. One ball and two strikes the count. He winds and delivers. It's swung on and missed. Beautiful slider from Atkins ends the frame. Fourth K of the day for Spence, but for Burlington in the inning, it's two runs on two hits, no errors, and no one left aboard. To the fifth we go. We're tied at two. You're listening to River Rider Baseball here on the River Rider Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan. A message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back into Burlington, where it is 2-2. New arm out of the bullpen for the Sock Puppets. It is the right-hander number 28, Carter Daniels. Daniels, 6'2", 205 pounds from Columbia, South Carolina, is heading off just recently announced to North Carolina AT&T. As Daniels, numbers for him on the year, making his ninth appearance, 1-2 with an 8.38 ERA and a 2.84 average against. In 19 and a third innings, he's given up 23 hits, 19 runs, 18 of them earned, one home run, eight hit batsmen, 25 walks to 21 strikeouts. as he'll be facing Kerry Herndon Brown to start his outing out of the bullpen. Last time out for Daniels was on July the 20th against the Greenville Flyboys. Went two innings, gave up three hits, two runs that were both earned, a home run. Two walks to three strikeouts. First pitch downstairs to Kerry Herndon Brown. As we're still up here with Marcello Mastroianni. Joe, I want to ask you about last week when we played our doubleheader against Danville in Game 2. You were really able to save the bullpen going, I think it was 4 2/3 innings against Danville. What ended up being a key win at home. You know, what do you feel like was working for you on that day? And just, you know, what was it like for you coming in trying to basically be an innings eater and turn it into being a very effective one?
Yeah, so I came in on pretty short notice, and at the beginning it was just getting the ball over the plate, getting myself like warmed up between innings on the field, and It was working. They were getting contact where I wanted it. I was happy I was able to put up zeros. That's the job we're here to do.
Ground ball right side, fielded by the first baseman Barquette. He'll take it to the bag himself.
Yeah, but the rest of that game, once I felt I got warmed up, I really thought I had a good feel for my fastball curveball that day. Still had the changeup mixed in there, but those were the two I really felt were helping me in that game, just with like how their lineup was stacked. And I knew they were a good offensive team, so we had our expectations for them coming in. Obviously, they scored a lot against us, just in general, over those past series, not to the fault of anyone, but just because, you know, props to their guys.
DJ Dillhey will take a first pitch strike.
But throughout the rest of that day, once I got warmed up, it was more of just like a confidence building thing. Started going after guys for strikeouts, made my way into the seventh, and then handed off to Andrew Juergens, and he did a really good job closing it out.
Ground ball left side. Third baseman Abelwick has it. His long throw across will get DJ by a half step. 5-3 on the ground out. I'm also interested, you're probably a guy that probably has one of the more unique deliveries on the team, especially from the wind. Kind of, how'd you develop that really, and how's that helped you? If I can get the words out of my mouth, that would help. But, you know, just kind of, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I've basically, like, developed the same type of delivery outside of, like, the hands above the head for, like, my entire life. I haven't really changed much, like, leg kick-wise, where I drop my arm down, all that weird stuff. The hands over the head just became like a timing mechanism with like lifting my leg up, getting separation. It adds to like the deception, which I rely on since I don't throw, you know, 95.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. So that helps me. I don't know. It just wound up working well. I was able to build a pickoff move off of it. That's been pretty well. That's been pretty good. It just came. And I just kept building on it. I think I've been doing the hands over the head for like a year and a half now, and it's just become more smooth over time. It's definitely something I plan on keeping. I think it helps me.
Yeah, Hunter Porter up. He's got 2-0 counting. It's Daniels here. This is the final line. We'll have to wait as that one's hit well out toward right field, where that one will get down and hop off the wall and take a weird hop off the wall. Porter will head into second base, where he'll have a two-out double. But the line now on Timothy Reeve, as that ball was hit well by Porter. But for Reeve, his final line, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, neither of which were earned, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. That'll send it to Cade Huff, 0-for-2 with an RBI ground out. But it's really been cool for me to kind of see not only your progress off on the field, but just how well and how quickly you've kind of taken to all of the guys here in the clubhouse. Although I will admit they aren't afraid to give you a little bit of crap, especially for being one of the youngest guys here, of course. But you know, that's just the way it has to be, right? It's baseball. It's got to be that way, right?
Oh yeah, it's all good. Like I've had a really fun time learning from all of them. Like, you know, you look at it, we're all here for the same reason. We're all just trying to have fun doing it, and you know, a lot of guys here, like, really 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 nice guys. You know, the chemistry of this team is really good. That's why I was able to, I think, fit in with them pretty easily and quickly. But hey, you know, they talk and make fun of me a little bit, I take it. Like, you know, everybody has their place on the team. If I have to deal with that a little bit and prove myself on the mound, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, 1-0 the count. That one missed inside. We have a Question in from our text line. Hey, Marcello, are you ready to start using your new cutter pitch in a game?
Yeah, so Coach Chalupa started teaching me that, I think, after I threw against Johnson City, right, when I was, like, struggled a bit at the start. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to use it. I was ready to use it against Danville, and I just didn't have the opportunity with the way the game that.
Ground ball through the left side. That'll get through for a base hit. Getting the wave around third is Hunter Porter. The throw will come in, and he is out at the plate. Great throw from left field for Kenny Mallory Jr. Fires up the crowd. Single and a straight 7-2 put out. Ends the inning for Elizabethan. It's no runs on two hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We'll pick things back up with Cello when we come back. We're halfway home where we're tied at 2. You're listening to River Rider Baseball here on the River Rider Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back into Burlington, where it's tied at 2. Spencer Atkins back out for some more work with Elizabethan. First pitch downstairs to Tyler Sparer. 0-4-1. Some very dark, ominous clouds are continuing to near as we might get to a point where we might have to abandon the broadcast if the game continues due to high winds up here. Heard a potential of up to 65-mile-an-hour gusts, and I'm not sure how much this press box can handle in terms of wind without feeling a little uneasy. 1-1. Is hit past DJ Dillahay at third base. Leadoff single for Tyler Sparer, his first hit in the Appalachian League this summer. Cello, we doing okay up here given the weather circumstances at the moment?
Oh yeah, I'm all good. I'm just looking at the dark clouds like everybody else. I see them. I see that the tarps are getting pulled onto the bullpen mound, so I doubt that this can continue much longer. But I guess we're trying to play through the fifth. So
yeah, but the thing is, though, it counts as an official game only. I'm assuming only if a team has a lead, which is why I didn't mind in the last half inning Hunter Porter trying to score as a looking to square as the Kevin Blowers. Atkins will underhand flip for the sack bunt. Productive out 1-3, puts a runner at second and one away. Two game here in the bottom of the fifth. 9-0 here, and James Broderick up now, 0-1 with the ground out, as our day coordinator, Kaden Garcia, is making it very clear he is not going to be staying up here if the wind starts getting kind of bad, and I can't blame him as some gusts are already starting to pick up, blowing hard toward right field. First pitch is cut on, missed a little bit of a sword there on the breaking ball.
fans in the stands look like they're starting to get a little antsy, too.
A little bit, and I wish we were on video so you could see the ominous-looking clouds that these are. Marcello taking a picture of them from up here. Set the bell is Zach and Zia 1 off the plate for ball 1. But as you were saying, you were wanting to take the pictures for...
It's all part of the experience. It's all part of the experience. Hey, if I can be up here in this storage container press box and endure the who knows what's coming for us and, you know, live to see another day, I'm happy with it.
1-1, swing and a miss at another breaking pitch from Atkins. 1-2 is, I got to give credit to the sock puppet interns, grounds crew, whoever it is down there. They are ready to go on the first sight of pull it, as they've already gotten the tarp off the base of the wall, so they're ready to pull it and cover the field. 1-1 and 2 strikes to count on James Broderick. Runner at second, 1 away. Pitch is grounded foul off the foot of Broderick. 1-2. Were you ever much of a hitter growing up, or were you always more of a pitcher?
So I hit a bit until my sophomore year of high school, around the time like when COVID was going on. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed hitting. I was pretty good at it. I stopped because I saw that like my path was going to be as a pitcher, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wasn't devoted to it as much, I guess. But even now, like, you know, they take me for pitcher BP.
Yeah.
I'm able to put a few out.
Yeah,
easily,
just a few.
But it works with me. Like, even if I have, like, the ability to do it pretty well, like, you know, I'm happy with just pitching. But respect to all the guys who can do both, and especially these hitters, because all the pitchers in this league are pretty, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. 2-2. The reason I asked was, or if you can relate to Broderick on that foul ball. First, the 2-2 is popped up. That's back toward our way, foul.
Yeah, off the foot like that?
Yeah.
It's not a fun one.
It is certainly not. I've heard some people equate it to if you drop a bowling ball on your foot, that's kind of the same feeling as I'm getting handed my phone charger for Caden getting ready to make a run for it here.
Yeah, so I didn't actually foul off a bunch of balls off my feet because I probably didn't hit at a high enough level to be fouling off that kind of pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I did catch a bit when I was 9 years old, and getting foul balls at the face definitely wasn't very fun. So
yeah, certainly not. Yeah. Fly ball to center field, caught by King. Tagging up from second is Sparer. He's in there with a dive. Not a sack fly, but a productive out for Broderick. As the go-ahead run is now 90 feet away from scoring, and giving the weather conditions, that looms large.
Yeah, important run on third right there.
Yeah, would like to keep him there, but also not sure how the league would handle a potential massive storm coming in a tied game. Or if they had to make us wait out or just rule it a tie. And in that case, more with the implication will be for Burlington trying to win the division. Obviously, a win for them would clinch things.
Very important game for Burlington.
Yeah, that one off the plate to Landon Russell, 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out against Atkins. Certainly some crowds starting to head for cover, although no rain yet, just ominous clouds and a little bit of wind. The 1-0 is hit to right field, or will drop in for a hit. RBI single from Landon Russell gives the Sock Puppets the lead, 3-2. Sparer scores. It's the 16th run driven in for Landon Russell. And that is a very important run for Burlington. As given this weather situation, that might prove very costly.
Yeah, you can see it coming in a little bit over the trees. I guess we're going to hope it stays away a little bit to the, I guess, west that is. But I guess we'll have to see.
Laying down a bunt is Kenny Mowry Jr. up the third baseline, but it'll go foul. The thing about being out here is that it's not nearly as mountainous as back in Elizabethan, so the weather is a little bit more predictable. There aren't mountain ranges breaking up storm cells and that sort of thing. So if something shows on the map out here, it's probably coming.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. It looks like it's getting pretty close. It's already pretty dark.
Yep.
I see that everybody's ready to go, but
curious if we'll end up seeing a tarp pull before the rain even hits. to try and just get out ahead of it, especially with now Burlington in the lead.
Yeah, I guess it turned into a strategy game at this point with what you do with the tarp.
Yeah. Time called at the plate by Mallory. 0-1 with the strikeout, a walk and a run scored as Kenny Mallory Jr. It kind of reminds me, I'm sure NASCAR isn't super big up in New Jersey, but whenever there'd be incoming rain in any sort of race, it'd always be interesting to see the pit crew strategies of do we stay out, do we pit, do we try and play the game as trying to steal second. It is the runner at first, and Russell Wade's gunned down by Cade Huff. 2-6 on the caught stealing will end the fifth inning, and for Burlington in the fifth, it is a run on two hits, no errors, and no one left aboard. We're off to the sixth as a continuing discussion is going on as the umpire and Chris Fackler over to talk things over as well as the GM to Jeremy Owens in the third base coaching box. We'll keep it here for the moment as no tarp pull. Fackler gives the sign that we're going to keep it rolling. So with that, we will take a break, and we'll be back with more River Rider baseball here on the River Rider Radio Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls.
Welcome back to Burlington. Appreciate Marcello Mastroianni coming in to talk with us for a little bit. He is taking cover as, or heading back toward the bullpen and dugout, since we have some rain that's starting to come down, and we're going to try and keep playing. New arm out of the bullpen for the Burlington Sock Puppets is number 35, T.J. Wayne, 6'5", 235 pounds, from South Florida State Junior College. Skyler King will lead off the frame. Left-handed bat. It's 3-2 Sock Puppets here in the top of the sixth. First pitch misses. Skyler, 1-4-2 on the day. Called strike there, 1-1, as the rain really starting to come down and the wind is blowing hard and kind of gusting all over the place. So I'm kind of having to adjust on the fly up here in this open windowed press box, as that one's fouled away to the left side, out of play, 1-2. I want to try and protect the equipment up here and stay on as long as possible without it being a danger, as the 1-2 is up and away for a ball. Very interesting to see the call from Chris Fackler that we're going to keep it playing despite the game situation of Burlington just taking the lead 3-2, as that one's fouled off to the left side by King. Still 2-2. Wind really picking up now, as well as the rain, as that one misses for ball three. It's a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Here it is. cut on, missed for strike three. First strikeout for Wayne. As the final line for the previous reliever and Carter Daniels, he went one inning. He gave up two hits, no runs. He did not walk a batter, and he did not record a strikeout. Here's the switch hitting Peyton Basler now, 0-for-2 with a couple flyouts to the left. He'll continue to bat left-handed. It's the wind, or the rain rather, just continually picking up right now. One ball and one strike. Now the count. I had to go close the door of our press box up here. That one misses for ball two. Certainly a tough situation to be in as the wind just blew open the door. One new ball is TJ Wayne. Here's count for Basler, although the rain just coming down at a rapid pace, a swing and a miss for strike two. Wind blowing hard from left to right. Wind also has kind of been swirling a little bit, but more consistently blowing toward right. Rain continuing to come down hard as the 2-2 is fouled away at the plate by Basler. Rain continuing to pummel the field as we're going to keep on playing for now as that one misses downstairs as the game has been called, or at least delayed, thanks to this weather storm. So we will step away as Fackler has straight up called the game. It's over. The Burlington Sock Puppets have won the Appalachian League East thanks to this 3-2 rain-shortened victory. We will not be recapping this one as I need to try and find some safety here of this storm system. We'll be back at it tomorrow as the River Riders will have the last home series of the year against the Kingsport Axemen. 7-inning Sunday will begin at 5 o'clock, 4:50 pregame show. This is Andrew Smith signing off saying take care and God bless.